Ghanaian Ambassador Leslie Christian, who chairs the Security Council this month, told reporters Monday evening, following the lengthy closed-door meeting, that the council was unable to reach an agreement and would continue its consultations on Tuesday.
The recent attack on African Union peacekeepers in Ascanita, South Darfur, was condemned, and there was the demand that no effort should be spared so that the perpetrators are identified and brought to justice.
Ambassador Christian declined to say why the council was unable to reach an agreement, but South Africa's envoy, Dumisani Khumalo, told reporters that some members felt strongly that rebels were responsible, while others preferred to conduct an investigation before accusing any group.
The reason we couldn't come to an agreement was because most of us feel that this was a terrorist act. Every report that we've received points out that it's done by the rebels. We would have preferred a very specific statement. The others argued that, of course, they wanted there to be an investigation to find out what's happened.
UN officials say the small encampment in Haskanita came under heavy attack Friday evening and then again before sunrise on Saturday. The camp was destroyed and at least 10 peacekeepers were killed and several more were injured. A number more went missing, but Sudanese troops have since found several of them. No one has claimed responsibility for the attack, which the Sudanese government blames on the two main rebel groups, the Sudan Liberation Army, or SLA, and the Justice and Equality Movement known as JEM. Sudan's UN Ambassador, Abdul Mahmoud Mohammed.
Factions of SLM and JEM. It's very clear. African Union said it, but not only Sudan government. Evidence are there. They were active in the area. They did it. The African Union said it. They are very visible. It's not something to need reinventing the wheel to know them.
The attack comes just weeks ahead of peace negotiations scheduled for October 27th in Libya. Ambassador Mohammed said the attack targets the peace process and should harden everyone's resolve to make the Tripoli meeting a success. The violence could also complicate plans to deploy a 26,000-member African Union United Nations peacekeeping force to Darfur later this year. The president of Senegal says he is considering withdrawing his country's troops from the force after one of his nation's soldiers was killed in the Haskanita attack. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.